You want to sit, oh, you don't want to sit on the cushion.
No, but I have to sit across.
He has to read my lips.
Right, exactly.
No new taxes.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Just put him under that.
Okay.
Point the microphone towards you.
Ah, yeah, the red dot focus.
Yeah.
The bottom is where the microphone is.
Yeah.
Help Hello in there, red dot. First of all, the people's names on these cards are people who have died. Efat Renee Karishi is the mother of a fellow chaplain at Wells. And she was 94. She died in Wisconsin. Olga Petrovich and Aaron Goodstein died in an avalanche while skiing in California last weekend, mother and son.
Wow.
Yeah. And father and two sisters, two other children, were down at the lodge when it happened. On the other side is a man named Felipe Ortega, I thought so. And Felipe was a remarkable man. He was a, although he has a Latino name, he lived in New Mexico and was the carrier of the Southwest Native American pottery tradition. In northern, north central New Mexico and south central Colorado, that someone who studies with me, Donna Diorio, who lives in Oregon, has received his transmission, if you will. And Edo Taishimono is a Zen monk who was very harmful to people. Particularly women. He used his position as a teacher to exploit them sexually. Not much more to say. I wanted to talk about our little group and I mentioned this in our class, our Sunday class, I think last week on the Rojong that we do on Zoom, and that is that we as a community are maturing in a way, and that we're actually beginning to be able to sustain practice relationships that are not... that are practice-based, not identity-based, not personal identity-based, friendships. And this is both very good and it also is difficult. Because we bump into resistance. Well, I don't want to. Or so-and-so is like such-and-such. But what I've been experiencing over the last year or so, particularly with the sesshins that we've been having in the recent Chukai, is that people are seeping into one another and able to be present with one another's for lack of a more charming word, suffering. That drives our identities. And this is a very important place because we then begin, we have the possibility of making decisions about practice which aren't about do I like it or do I not like it. Which then, in fact, changes our relationship with who we think we are and how we think we work in the world. And we actually need one another's support to do this. We need to be able to have great differences and still be able to come together. And we seem to be more and more able to do that. And then there's also, we've had, since I've been, I'll call myself the guiding teacher here, we've had two Jukais. And in December, we're going to have a priest ordination. Robin, Elaine, and Tom will be ordained as priests. Which will make things a little different. I'll have these people in robes wandering around, and people who'll be able to offer incense and do bows as the doshi. Also three very different people with different wonderful attributes, powerful and committed people. Who will need the support of the community. If you think Jukai was identity threatening, priest ordination is shakes things up a bit, and it shakes things up in a very good way, and it everyone becomes our teacher, whether we like it or not. And liking it and not liking it are not the biggest deciders about what's going on. And it's a little bit like living in a glass house, too. Like, man, you're a Zen priest and you do that. But it's... part of this is we need one another's help. We wear our rakusu and we say we're a Buddhist to help us be a Buddhist, to help us fulfill our vow, to call us to our vow. And this is very, very important. Why I, as a priest, when I was ordained, you know, I had some really strong idea about what I was doing. I was 25, you know. I wanted to do this. Over time, that's been beaten out of me. And I do this because it gives me life. And not because I like it. Two very different things. I love it. And I'm very grateful. And so the request is that we support one another in this phase of maturation of our little group and make choices to support one another in our endeavors. You know that Elaine has a group that meets with her at the UU on Thursday evening. Tom has begun a group that meets at his house on Friday evening. And Robin, no doubt, will have people coming to join her at some time, someplace. And I would like to see that us be able to incorporate and support their three activities, and also bring it, in a sense, under the shared umbrella of Mama's Zen Circle, which might mean something like we're supporting, and then also inviting people to Saturday, inviting people to the weekend that I'm down, and particularly inviting people to attend sesshins. So that the standaloneness of Mama Zen Circle, but the identity, the awareness of Mama Zen Circle, and the structure that supports it, the people who will be priests and the people who have taken Jukai and lay vows, work together to make it possible for more people to practice. So that's what I'm dedicated to making happen. And it's what I see happening here, and what I'd like to continue to happen, and for people to be aware, rather than just stumbling along. I want you to know that there's a feeling and a change that's going on. Even if it doesn't look like it. Even if it feels a little more difficult. And it has to do with people being willing to put up with the demands of a practice that constantly chips away at our personal likes and dislikes and choices, and asks us to respond to something larger in our life. Something that takes us away from our habitual reactions. Something that deactivates, shall we say, our karma-making machine. So, that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
That's good. It was short.
Yeah. But I hope poignant.
Mm-hmm.
So again, thank you for coming today, and it looks like Steve had to leave. I'm sorry for being late, but no one's guilty. The roast comes out of the oven when it's cooked. The cake's cooked when the cake cooked. It's, you know, you can sit and twiddle your thumbs and put pressure on the door, but that's that. It's okay. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to slip out of here a little quickly. So if you're coming to my house, tell me. I'm going to order Chinese food. I'll go and look at the menu. So I know vegetables. I know you're not coming. You are coming, correct?
Call any vegetable. The chances are sure.
I have a bottle of wine, too. For supper.
I think I have plenty of wine, actually, in my house.
I won't stop at all.
Tony,
I'm going to be able to make it.
Not
thank
and
you,
Bob. Not Bob. Okay. No. I'm mourning. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
I think we have to break the Zendo down, though.
Yes.
Sure.
Correct.
Correct.
One favor, if we could, everybody just clear out for a minute. I want to take some shots of kind of the open, just if we could line the cushions back up for the website.
Ah, the website.
So we could just line the cushions and the chairs back up, and everybody step out for about 5 minutes, just even in the other room, just so I could take a couple shots.
5 minutes. Take these chairs off.
You can go home if you'd like. You don't have to stay.
Are you going
to
break down the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
I can do it. It's no big deal.
No, no. You're doing a lot. Garage.
We're in vacation camp.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It's an open
view. Enjoy. So we're like taking all the zabutons and things out, or
no, no, leave them. I want to get a shot at empty. Yeah, empty, exactly, empty. I wanted to get with everybody lined up, but then Lane's like, "How about empty?" I'm like, "Okay, we'll do empty."
Well, we can have a family shot too.
That would be good too.
I'm up for a family shot. I know who this is.
I just wanted to look, so if you want to use it as a cover page or whatever you want to do.
Is this yours?
Yes. Did you press stop, or are we recording all this?
I like egg rolls.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll get egg rolls.
If they have those green veggies, and I'll give you money when we get there, because I don't have it with me.
Okay.
Any of the greens.
Do they have spring rolls?
You like vegetarian spring rolls? Is that what it is?
Vegetarian's okay. They can still shrimp in them if they want.
Not the fried ones, you mean?
I can eat the fried ones, but I don't like
I prefer the fresh ones.